Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg is the director of the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology, St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, Thank You.
A reading from chapter 5 of the book of Deuteronomy. King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his lords, with whom he drank, and under the influence of the wine he ordered the gold and silver vessels which Nebuchadnezzar his father had taken from the temple in Jerusalem to be brought in so that the king, his lords, his wives, and entertainers might drink from them. When the gold and silver vessels taken from the house of God in Jerusalem had been brought in, and while the king, his lords, his wives, and his entertainers were drinking wine from them, they praised their gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. Suddenly, opposite the lampstand, the fingers of a human hand appeared, writing on the plaster of the wall in the king's palace. When the king saw the wrist and hand that wrote, his face blanched. His thoughts terrified him, his hip joints shook, and his knees knocked. Then Daniel was brought into the presence of the king. The king asked him, "Are you the Daniel, the Jewish exile, whom my father, the king, brought from Judah? I have heard that the Spirit of God is in you, that you possess brilliant knowledge and extraordinary wisdom. I have heard that you can interpret dreams and solve difficulties. If you are able to read the writing and tell me what it means, you shall be clothed in purple, wear a gold collar around your neck, and be third in the government of the kingdom." Daniel answered the king, "You may keep your gifts or give your presents to someone else, but the writing I will read for you, O king, and tell you what it means. You have rebelled against the Lord of heaven. You had the vessels of his temple brought before you, so that you and your nobles, your wives, and your entertainers might drink from them. And you praised the gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, wood and stone, that neither see nor hear nor have intelligence. But the God in whose hand is your life breath and the whole course of your life you did not glorify. By him were the wrist and hand sent and the writing set down. This is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Tekel, and Perez. These words mean Mene. God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians." The Word of God. The mission of the Dominican province of St. Albert the Great in the central United States is to communicate the Word of God through preaching, theological education, and the promotion of justice and peace. A few weeks ago, Aquinas Institute of Theology, our School of Preaching, Theology, and Ministry in St. Louis, hosted our annual Great Preacher Award Banquet, where we invite and celebrate exemplars of this mission that we share in proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. This year, we welcomed Archbishop Mitchell Rozanski, who supports our theological mission in St. Louis so generously. We also welcomed Father Paul Whittington, a friar of our province and an alumnus of Aquinas Institute, serving as pastor of St. Catherine Drexel Parish in Southside, Chicago. The Catherine Drexel Gospel Choir came, and it was a joyous event, serving several hundred people, sharing faith and being a sign of hope for one another in our concern to persevere in the faith and to be messengers of the good news of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, in Chicago, at the annual Provincials Dinner, the province of St. Albert the Great will honor and welcome Father Timothy Radcliffe, the former master of the Dominican Order, coming to us from the Synod on Synodality in Rome. We're thrilled that he will spend some days with us and that our student brothers in St. Louis will have an opportunity to meet and take heart from this great Dominican. We have a stern message in today's scripture from chapter 5 of the book of Daniel, in which the rapacious king throws an obscenely ostentatious banquet for 1,000 lords, serving the wine in stolen vessels from the Jewish temple. When Daniel the prophet is called into their midst, he speaks truth to power in such a way that makes it plain that things will not go well for King Belshazzar. In addition to this morality tale from chapter 5 of Daniel, our gospel passage today from Luke, chapter 21, is an invitation to perseverance. Friends, how can we persevere in faithfully proclaiming the good news of the gospel without each other? All of us in the province of St. Albert the Great thank you for walking with us and helping us to persevere and be a word of hope for each other.